Vegeta. The roots of the city of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria, founded in 1478, are to be found in the historical quarter of Vegeta. Everything, the traditional architecture, the welcoming patios of the stately houses, the squares, the wooden balconies, the cobbled streets and the museums, invite you to take time off from the beach and to wander in the welcoming shade. Santa Ana Square, the Cathedral, San Antonio Abad Square, the Canarian Museum, the Columbus House Museum, all allow you to slip back through time for a while. La Plaza de Santa Ana, built in the 16th century, was the first planned main square in Spain. This element of town planning, designed to coordinate all the administrative and religious affairs in one area, was later exported to the parts of America colonized by the Spanish. The square is rectangular in shape and is flanked by the cathedral, the Casas Consistoriales, the former town council buildings and town hall, the Bishop's Palace, the Casa Regental, or Governor's House, the Tribunal Superior de Justicia de Canarias, the High Court, and the Archivo Histórico Provincial, housing the historic archives of the province of Las Palmas. La Plaza de Santa Ana is, above all, a harmonious blend of various architectural styles, from late Gothic through to modernism, passing through the Renaissance and neoclassical period. This elegant historical area, which offers the peace and harmony of its architecture and the shade of its many palm trees to the visitors, also hosts some of the most important locally organized cultural events, such as the Christmas celebrations, the festivities held on the occasion of the commemoration of the founding of the city, the Fiestas Fundacionales, and the Festival of Theatre and Dance. And now I invite you to start this historical tour in La Plaza de Santa Ana, which is located opposite the cathedral. I will be waiting for you next to the brass dogs, the popular Canarian dog. Plaza de Santa Ana. Since it was first built as the center of official administrative affairs, the Plaza de Santa Ana has always been the main square. Buildings of interest in the nearby vicinity are the cathedral and the former town council buildings, Las Casas Consistoriales, the Bishop's Palace, the historical archive of the province, and the Casa Regental, formerly used by the governors of the island. Not to be missed, the bronze dogs sitting on the steps opposite the cathedral, which were placed here at the end of the 19th century. Have a look at one of the most precious jewels of Vegeta, its cathedral with its neoclassical style facade. Come inside, and you will get closer to the historical centuries it treasures. La Catedral de Santa Ana, the Cathedral. This unfinished building, which began its construction in the 15th century, is a silent stone witness to the stages through which the history of the city has passed. The building is a pastiche of architectural styles, from late Gothic inside to neoclassical on the facade. Worth visiting is the tower, reached by lift, which affords a magnificent view over the whole city. I do not want you to leave the cathedral without showing you an important art collection. Let us walk towards El Patio de los Naranjos, which is located on one side of the Altar Mayor. El Museo Diocesano de Arte Sacro. The Religious Art Museum. The museum is housed around the Patio de los Naranjos, a cloistered area surrounded by a wooden gallery, typical of the traditional Canarian architecture, and planted with orange trees. The museum is well worth a visit for its collection of 17th and 18th century Flemish art, together with the magnificent articles of precious religious ornamental metalwork. Enjoy the sacred art for a while. I, in the meantime, will be waiting for you at the front of the cathedral to direct you to the building which is opposite, on the other side of La Plaza de Santa Ana. I want to show you Las Casas Consistoriales. Casas Consistoriales, former town council buildings. This neoclassical building stands opposite the cathedral and was the headquarters of the town council through to 1979. The facade is built in quarry stone, with 9 arches leading to the entrance of the ground floor. After this short visit to Las Casas Consistoriales, I encourage you to continue our route going up the left-hand side of this building. A few meters on, we will come to the charming Plaza del Espíritu Santo. So, if you stay close to the fountain in the square, I will continue showing you the history that the neighborhood of Vegueta hides. Plaza del Espíritu Santo. This small square stands next to the shrine of the same name in one of the most stately areas of Vegueta. It is distinguished by its elegant covered fountain in consonance with the stately mansions of this place. After this short stop, I suggest taking a leisurely stroll along the cobbled streets of Vegueta and then along Dr. Vernor Street, where another symbolic square, the Plaza de Santo Domingo, awaits you. I will wait for you next to the fountain. Plaza de Santo Domingo. This square offers all the old-world charm of Vegueta with its fountain dating back to the 17th century. Its church preserves a large number of beautiful triptychs and statues, which are paraded each year in the Holy Week processions. The lively Romería del Rosario, a popular festivity with offerings made to the Virgin of Rosario, paraded through the streets of Triana and Vegueta, accompanied by musicians and dancers, is celebrated here the first week in October. After this visit to La Plaza de Santo Domingo, our tour takes us back in time to the way in which the Canarian natives used to live. Would you like to visit the Canarian Museum? Museo Canario. This museum charts the history of the Canary Islands from prehistoric times onwards. Its permanent exhibition spaces are devoted to collections reflecting what the native life of the local Aborigines was like before the conquest by the Spanish Crown. It houses one of the most impressive collections of its type in the world. Once you have gone through the archipelago's history during your walk through the Canary Museum, it's time to move towards the CAM Museum, the center of modern Atlantic art, which is a unique building with a neoclassical facade and a crystal dome situated in Los Balcones Street. We will meet there to visit it together. Centro Atlántico de Arte Moderno, CAM. This modern art museum was inaugurated in 1989. The work of the Spanish architect Francisco Sáenz de Oiza is a skillful exercise in building refurbishment, with the neoclassical facade and the main patio of the original building restored and remaining intact, whereas the rest of the building was submitted to skillful reform in order to house the exhibitions reflecting the vanguard artistic trends of modern times. Now, our cultural tour continues a few meters up in La Plaza del Pilar Nuevo. When you leave the CAM Museum, turn left and walk towards the fountain. Here, I will show you the typical Canarian architecture. Plaza del Pilar Nuevo. This square is unique in the historical quarter of Vegueta on account of the architectural styles reflected on each side, such as the back walls and entrance of the cathedral, and one of the impressive porticos of the Casa de Colón, sculptured in green stone. Now, let's lose ourselves once again in the narrow streets of Vegueta, such as El Pasaje Pedro de Algaba and La Audiencia, until you reach Montes de Oca Street. Enjoy your walk, and I will be waiting for you at the historical monument of La Ermita de San Antonio Abad. Ermita de San Antonio Abad. This shrine is the last remaining testimony to the original settlement of the Spanish conquerors. A plaque can be seen on the wall with the following inscription: Columbus prayed in this church before embarking on his voyage of discovery. There is a splendid Baroque triptych inside the shrine. We continue to explore more in depth the adventure of Christopher Columbus in Gran Canaria. Right now, I recommend that you visit La Casa Museo Colón, a few meters from where we are. Walk along the street of the same name, Colón, and you will find it easily. Casa Museo Colón. The building as it stands is a merging of various houses which existed in the area when the city was founded. This is the center of all cultural references in the city. The House Museum is designed to research and promote research with respect to the history of the city, the voyages of Columbus, and the history of pre-Columbine America. In the adjoining street, the Calle Colón, stands the house which was the birthplace of the worldwide famous tenor, Alfredo Kraus. The building is remarkable for its splendid Gothic facade. We will finish our historical tour through Vegueta's neighbourhood in one of the most popular areas, the surroundings of the market, one of the oldest on the island. Visit it with me and you will learn about the daily life of many Canarian people. See you again at one of its many entrances. The Market of Vegueta. This public indoor market was first opened in 1863, next to the dry riverbed of the Guiniguada. The market offers all types of local fresh products. A stroll round the old part of the city of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria is to breathe its history. Its cobbled alleys and artistic monuments are to be found in just about any corner of Vegueta. After having delved into the history of Gran Canaria with you, I now leave you. It's been a great pleasure accompanying you around the old quarter of the town, and I would like to suggest you join us on other routes and trips to other corners of Gran Canaria.